Tonight, police say this man, 38-year-old Ramin Hodakaram Rezai, stalked, shot, and killed podcaster Zori Sadeghi and her husband before appearing to take his own life.
They have the active hostage situation. The shooter is not detained.
A neighbor says their security camera caught the commotion overnight.
It was blood-curdling to hear.
Investigators say Hodakaram Rezai listened to Sadeghi's live podcast for people who speak Farsi looking for jobs in the tech industry and befriended her through a chat app. They communicated, but things quickly escalated.
This is the absolute worst outcome for a stalking case. This is every victim, every detective, every police chief's worst nightmare.
ABC News has learned just a week before her death, Sadeghi filed a request for an order of protection against the suspect, alleging in chilling detail a pattern of behavior that made the 33-year-old fear for her safety. According to the order, Sadeghi said the gunman left her voicemails more than 10 times a week, sending flowers, even sending her husband more than 20 messages a day, writing, "He won't let me go. And the only thing that will make all of this stop is if he killed himself or died." Also saying her stalker was delusional, writing, "These delusions make me fear for my life and the lives of my loved ones."
In this case, the victim did everything that they possibly could. It is a tragic event.